Blog Talk Radio.
Caught deep in the valley with chaos.
30 Minutes in God's Word. I'm your host, Minister Daryl Kendrick, a.k.a. Minister Big Ken, coming to you live from Inglewood, California. And for those who are listening, those who are listening to archives or listening by way of your iPhones, Android phones, or those who will listen to the archives later, we welcome you and God bless each and every one of you. Man, I was having a little problem this morning with the studio here, but we're going to get right into today's little topic, just 30 minutes or less than 30 minutes now, because we was trying to fix some things, but want to just welcome those. I have been doing this off and on for the last 5 years, and Lord willing, it'd be more consistent now that I'm not driving over the road, but I am driving, praise God. I am working. And I just want to talk today about encouragement. I want to deal with the topic of encouragement. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I want to do this program, 30 Minutes in the Word. And on Sunday, we'll be doing our topic we started yesterday, which was introduction to Psalms 107. So we'll be going through this chapter of Psalms and kind of delving into the goodness of the Lord. But I want to talk to you today about encouragement. Everybody needs encouragement, you know, especially the body of Christ. We are going through some very tumultuous times in our days. For the believer is seeing a constant warfare breaking out. And we need to know that our God is God, and we need to know that He's still on the throne, and that He said everything was going to be all right. Oh yeah, there's a day of judgment. There's a day of reckoning for the unbeliever. There's a day of judgment on nations who have spurned and turned their hearts and turned their minds away from God. But guess what? For those of us who are believers, those of us who know Him and worship Him in spirit and truth, not just Sunday morning churchgoers, but you truly, church is who you are 7 days a week, not just one day a week. Those of us who have a personal relationship, and that's the most important thing, it starts there. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ is the only way you can have this peace and you can have abundant joy, as well as be encouraged. So we want to get into what it means to be encouraged. Let's pray first, and then we'll take on a couple of verses, and we'll look at some verses that deal with encouragement. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this morning. We thank You, Lord God, for allowing me to be here as Your servant. I ask, Lord God, that You would use me in a mighty way, Lord. May I decrease, may You increase, Lord. If there's anything in me, Lord God, that's not ready right for this task, Lord God, then may You close my mouth. We love You, we praise You, we bless You. In Jesus' name, we say amen. All right, we're going to talk about a couple of scriptures and dealing with encouragement, because so many people are walking around with their head down in this day and age, and I've done it. I've been discouraged, but we want to be encouraged, and the Word of God is an encouraging book. So if we apply it, not only read it, study it, but apply it, then we can be encouraged, because we know that our God is a good God. Amen. Okay, let's look at some of this. Let's look at this. It says, life is full of twists and turns, and sometimes we fall upon hard times. No matter what the circumstances, we can rest in the fact that God is always faithful. He would hold us in the hollow of His hand. And when we ask, He will help us through the hard times. If you are struggling today, or you know someone who is in hard times, I hope that these uplifting scriptures will be a blessing. And amen. Amen. And we should, you know, as believers, we're called to encourage one another. You know, not tear down one another, but encourage one another. And to be an encourager means to uplift, to bring somebody out of despair, to cause one to rejoice, so to speak. You know, you can go to work sometimes, you know, you talk to people, you find, you look at their countenance, their countenance, and you see that some people just always walking around like Slep Rock. Remember that old character, cartoon character, Slep Rock, Wowza, 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 woe to me. You know, that's not how the believer is supposed to supposed to be. The believer is supposed to be rejoicing. The believer is supposed to have a joy. That doesn't mean that you're not going to feel things, you're not going to be emotional. It doesn't mean you're not going to have any problems. But as a believer, we should have the joy of the Lord. Why? Because God is good. I shared that yesterday. No matter what you're going through, God is good. So it's important that we can always be encouraged, and we can find encouragement in the Word of God. We can find encouragement in the Word of God. Let's look at Psalms 3:4. He says, I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. David said, I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. Isn't it, David had a personal relationship with God, so he could be encouraged, because there's no one greater to encourage you but God Almighty. He said, I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. Now, that's a, you know, hey, God don't speak to everybody like that. But God spoke to David from his holy hill. Amen? That's encouraging. I believe he'll speak to you too. He'll speak to me too. If we're in right fellowship with him, God don't want to talk to us if we're being rebels. God will talk to us if we're being righteous, if we're striving for holiness, if we're constantly dying to ourselves. Psalms 34:17 says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. He says, when the righteous cry for help. Notice that. Now, just because God don't deliver you here, he might deliver you on the other side of glory. And that's okay too. If he take you home early and rescue you, I promise you, I ain't never been to heaven now, but I promise you, you ain't going to be wishing you can come back here. You ain't going to be wishing, oh, I had something to do back on earth. You ain't going to be saying that. Not one minute, one time. We need to be an encourager. We need to know that the scriptures are food for encouraging a heart that's faint-hearted. You know, some of us are faint-hearted. Some of us are going through. Oh, man, I could tell you about the stories I've been through. But I know that my God is God. Psalms 50:15 says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. See, that's the thing right there, is that people don't see the importance of, what did he say? Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. How do we bring God glory? Call upon him. Don't try to handle it yourself. He wants us to call upon him. He wants us to cry out to him. He wants us to say, Daddy, I need you. I need your help, Daddy. It's okay to ask Daddy for help. We need more encouragers, not discouragers, not people that walk around trying to cut people down all the time. It's easy to do that. But how about building some folks up? Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. Who is the him? God. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight, or straighten your paths. That's encouraging. Because see, these are all commands. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Only way we can trust in the Lord is to know him. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus for you to trust in him, though. You cannot trust in the Lord and be just be some person that attend church, because you're not there for the right reason. You have to trust in the Lord with all your heart. He says, with all your heart. Now, that heart he's talking about here is not the muscle, not that thing that pumps blood. No, he's talking about the real you, your heart, the real you, your soul. Trust in the Lord with your soul, with all your soul, and do not lean on your own understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding. So David, again, we see the imperative here: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. These are commands. And he says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Isaiah 55:6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Don't wait till God get way down the street before you want to call upon him. No, we need to call upon him now while he can be found. A lot of times we don't want to call on God until we're in trouble. And God said, I've been waiting for you for 40 years to call upon me. You ain't got it together yet. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord. We ain't gonna be able, we got about 10 minutes, really about 8 before we shut it down. But I just wanted to, and we'll continue on Wednesday, Lord, if the Lord says the same with this topic, because I think it's a much needed topic, because so many people are not encouraged. They call themselves Christians, but they're not encouraged. They don't find the joy of the Lord in when they read the word. They don't find the joy of the Lord when they go to church. They don't find the joy of the Lord with Bible studies. They don't find the joy of the Lord with fellowships. So it's important for us to rejoice, to show that we know him. I mean, that we have this joy, this abundant joy, and that we have this true relationship with him that's ongoing. See, the more we feed our soul with the things of the world, the less we're going to be encouraged. Let's just keep it real. The more we feed our souls with the things of this world, our eye gate, whatever we're putting in our eyes, whatever we're putting in our ears, whatever we're putting in our thought process, whatever we're putting in, that's who we really become. Who's getting the most of our time? Is the TV getting the most of our time? YouTube? Facebook? You know, what's edifying? What's truly edifying to us? So it's important for us to realize the need for us to trust God and to always seek his word for encouragement, because his word cannot lie. Psalms 42:5 says, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Lord, he says, again, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil with me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation. We see that there's just it's a lot of scriptures to get into, but we can't tackle them all, not today in this short period of time. But we're going to we'll touch this one more over here. Psalm 66:17-20 says, I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the very thing. Excuse me. It says, but truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, believers don't have to worry about that. Believers that's walking in faithfulness don't have to worry about that. Believers that are obedient don't have to worry about that. God will not remove his steadfast love, nor will he reject you. He says, the writer says here, blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love for me. Hallelujah. We're going to leave off here. I just wanted us to touch on some of these passages of encouragement. When you're feeling down, when you feel like you're going through, when you're feeling the blues, you can know that God is God always, and that 100% his word is so true. So let's we'll close up in prayer, and we'll Lord willing come back on this on Wednesday. And I pray that this will be an encouraging message for those who might be going through something right now. Because I know I need to be encouraged, but we also need to be an encourager to others. There's a lot of brothers and sisters out here are faint-hearted. A lot of brothers and sisters are going through some heavy, heavy trials. Give them a word of encouragement today. Give your coworker an encouraging word. Let them know. Let them know. Last one right quick. I said that was last one. Psalm 119:67-68. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your word. You are good and do good and teach me your statutes. David says, hey, God is good. So good, he's a teacher of his statutes. See, God didn't tell us to do something and not teach us how to do it. So it's important for us to realize the importance of obedience and be encouraged with it. Amen? Father God, we thank you for this time and your word. Forgive me, Lord God, for being a little drowsy, but you know I've been up almost 16 hours. But Lord, I just thank you for allowing me to get through this. And I ask, Father God, that you would give me the rest that I need before I have to go back to work this evening. We just ask for your blessings, Lord God, over those who might be discouraged right now, those who might be struggling, those who might be weighed down with heavy burdens, Lord. May this be the day, Lord, that they chuck it at the foot of the cross, Lord, and give it away. Lord, we ask, Lord God, you bless the hearers and all those who might be listening later on the archives, Lord. And we ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen. Please join us back here again, Lord willing, Wednesday morning, again at 7:30 Pacific time. 7:30 Pacific time. I am your host, Minister Daryl Kendrick, and I pray that you was blessed in 30 minutes in God's word. Have a blessed day. God bless you.